Refugees in Malaysia have always been a difficult topic to discuss, but the tougher the topic is, the more important it is for us to talk about it. Malaysia has always been a country that, to a certain extent, welcomed refugees. That is, up until the COVID-19 outbreak happened and we had to turn away boatloads of refugees out of the fear of the virus reach. As tensions rose when foreign countries condemned Malaysia for our choice to turn them away, so did the hate Malaysians had towards refugees in general. Thankfully, one Malaysian by the name of Davina L.J. Devarajan took to her Facebook page to explain why refugees should not have to experience the hate that they do. She wrote, "I want to tell you about the facts you've gotten wrong, about all the fear-mongering that's being spread, about the policies we should change. But right now, I just feel much more compelled to tell you about people, and how wide they smile when they realize they're gonna have food for the next few weeks. About the hesitation they feel, from having to put on much trust in strangers. About the worry that shoot across their forehead from having to reach out for help, to rely on for survival. And mostly the kindness they continue to practice, when they hand you a cold bottle on a hot day," she added. "Their conditions are squalid and chaotic, and you'll sometimes see grief and suffering. They didn't choose to be refugees. No one chooses to be a refugee. But I'm compelled to tell you, that in those small interactions, I also saw dignity and joy. I couldn't see any barriers. You, me, us, them, and I hope in reading this, maybe you won't either," she ended her posting with a hash "refugees are people too." Considering that Malaysians have shot down misguiding comments from foreigners regarding the reason Malaysia turned away refugees during this COVID-19 season, it's only fair that we also shoot down xenophobic comments about the refugees who have been here for years. Every community has bad eggs, but that doesn't mean the rest of the community does not deserve kindness. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comment section. Also read, netizens defend Mashiach after US-based NGO blamed Mashiach for Rohingyas drowning at sea. You have reached the end of this story.